We now move on to Fareham Borough Council's Special Housing Update Supplement. The front cover is bright blue, overlaying a shadowy background of a street map. Fareham Today is written in large white letters with Special Housing Update March 2018 in small yellow lettering. Tom will start us off.
Page 2, Forward, by Councillor Sean Woodward, Executive Leader of Fareham Borough Council. Fareham is faced with the challenge of a growing population and a shortage of housing. In the autumn, the Council began its public consultation on our draft local plan. This was the start of an important process that will shape development in the borough over the next two decades. It is for this reason we have taken the unusual step of sending this special Fareham Today to all our residents by post as well as publishing online. We held 7 exhibitions and 6 community action team CAT meetings so that residents and other interested parties could have their say on what we have suggested is the best way forward. In total, 2,500 people, community groups, businesses and other organisations completed a feedback form, and I would like to thank them for their valuable responses. Fareham is faced with the challenge of a growing population and a shortage of housing for residents, both now and in the future. This is not just a problem for us, it's a national trend. Meeting this challenge requires us to make difficult decisions. And after personally speaking to people at the consultation events and hearing and discussing their concerns, I know there's much apprehension about building more housing in Fareham. This is testament to the passion residents feel about preserving the community services, infrastructure and green spaces that we all share and enjoy in this borough. However, Fareham's immediate need for housing was brought into sharp focus by a government planning inspector's ruling to allow new homes to be built on a field at Cranley Road in Porchester. This was despite ministerial guidance suggesting our existing local plan would hold sway while the new local plan was produced. Unfortunately, delays to the start of the building of Wellbourne Garden Village due to landowner disputes means this will not deliver all the homes needed soon enough. It will deliver around 4,000 homes in the period to 2036 and another 2,000 after that. That is 6,000 homes that will not need to go on other greenfield sites in the borough. If we do not make robust plans for new developments that will relieve housing need for the next 5 years, then the decision about where homes are built will be taken out of our hands. Doing nothing is not an option, and I know many residents appreciate that fact. It is important to say in the interim, decisions on planning applications will still need to be determined on their merits and the recognised need for housing in the borough as the local plan progresses. This includes those already submitted to the council and any that are submitted before the new local plan is adopted. Residents will continue to be able to express their views on individual applications. We have been consulting on what we feel are the best options in the local draft plan and are now looking at how it can be adapted to take on board the views expressed during last autumn's consultation. This special Fareham Today provides an overview of the draft local plan to date and shares a summary of the consultation feedback. Further consultation on the next stage of the local plan will take place later this year.